This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
So the lease on my car is almost over, and most leases are about 3 years, and my lease is up in January. So in order to prepare for this, I've made the decision that I really want my next car to be an electric car. But electric, all cars right now are getting kind of hard to get a hold of, and electric cars are really hard to get a hold of. So I'm starting the process now so that I make sure that I don't find myself in January with no car. So after shopping around and trying to find the right fit, I decided that I'm going to do a Tesla.
Oh, my.
What?
God.
That explains the music that we were just playing. Is that my bestie in a Tesla?
Yes. Oh, is that a line? Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's fun.
It's my best friend.
Bad
bitch. Got her own money.
So, in order to get a Tesla, which, by the way, Teslas are more affordable than people think they are. I hope my wife is listening. So, you have to order a Tesla, and you can order it like you order Amazon. Like, it's crazy. Like, just over your phone on an app. It's kind of nuts. And I'm going through the process of doing this. And at one point, it asks me to log into my account. Well, I didn't have an account, so then I tried to set up an account.
Okay.
Well, then it told me that that email was already taken, so I guess I did have an account. Well, I didn't remember the password, so I had to reset my password.
Oh my God.
And then I reset my password, and then I tried to log in, and then I did log in, and then I found myself at the very beginning of the ordering process all over again.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay. So then I went through the whole thing again, and then I ordered my car. Well, the problem is I ordered two.
What?
What do you mean? How much money did you have to spend?
Well, the good news is that in order to order a Tesla, to put the car into production, you literally only need to put down $250.
No kidding.
And I don't know why.
That's shocking.
It almost seems like, why anything? If it's that low, make it a penny or something like that.
And
you know?
Are you like, is it like a special order thing where you just click, I want it this color, I want this, I want this, I want this?
Every Tesla is like that. They don't like make mass cars for people. No, like
Whoa.
If you want a Tesla, you just go onto the Tesla website and then you just go beep, bop, boop, and then they start making your car. And as of right now, I know it's crazy. And as of right now, I should get it by the end of December.
Stop.
Okay, so that would be like...
Wait, you should get it or you should get them?
That's the problem. I like kept... So I'm talking to this guy who works at the Rockland Tesla, okay, named Peter. Super nice guy.
Hey, Peter.
Very, very nice guy. And he's kind of... We're texting back and forth and he's kind of walking me through it. And then I go, I think I did this wrong. I think I ordered two cars. And then he goes, well, we always send the notification out twice. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, just make sure that you have, you know, it should be the same order number that you have. And I go, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then I pull up my email, and then sure enough, I did not get the same order number.
Uh-oh.
I got two different order numbers. One ends in a 3 and one ends in a 4. So I'm guessing they were ordered right after each other.
Oh.
So as of right now, there are two Teslas being made for me, and I can't shut this ride down. Like, I don't know how to stop it. And I'm texting Peter, and I haven't heard back in a day. And I'm, like, freaking out. Not that I need the money back in my account. It's $250, but still, though, I don't want to get to the end of December and be like, here are your cars.
The fact that this is happening to you tells me that perhaps you are not ready for a Tesla.
Now, why do you say that?
I will tell you why. You are, of all of us, the least technologically savvy. You fight it. It took you. I mean, we had to talk you into depositing money into an ATM. And that's only been about 5 years ago that you were willing to do that because you didn't, quote unquote, trust it.
Well, where does it go? You don't even know where it goes.
Okay. I had to walk you through online banking like 2 years ago. You cannot even order a thing right. Now you are going to drive a car that is a computer.
It's essentially an iPhone.
Okay. Your Twitter account got hacked.
Many times.
And to this day, if I forward Gavin something funny from Twitter, he just goes, you know I can't look at it. Why can't he look at it? Because he cannot figure out how to
I can't change my password anymore.
He doesn't know how to change his password after his password got changed onto his Twitter. So as far as he's concerned, Twitter's dead to him.
I've been locked out of Twitter for about 5 years.
I said, make a new account. And he said, I don't know how to do that. Okay.
Somebody didn't set mine up.
So we're going to trust you with a car that's a computer.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
I cannot wait to hear this.
Because I'll have two. I'll have a practice one, and then I'll have my real one.
Okay, so what color is it going to be?
Well, they're both white.
Well, you think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.